We know that whether one or a number of people came to the chapel, broke a window, damaged some floor arrangements, actually took a religious statue but then left it back, as far as we can gather. But it's caused, obviously, distress to both the parishioners and the staff at the chapel and the parish priest. It's not the first incident. There was actually a fire there not long ago. Thankfully, this time it hasn't been too severe a damage, but at the same time, we'd only have to talk about stuff like this, especially in the month of Christmas.
And a terrible incident to happen at any time of the year, but I'm sure those working in the chapel went to such effort to make it look so nice for Christmas, and it's just so awful that this has happened.
Absolutely, and there's a particular effort done every year by the staff down there. They make sure it looks the parts. And you know, I was speaking to the parochial house after the incident was reported to me, offered whatever assistance they wanted, and obviously they're going to be speaking to the police now in terms of trying to find out who was involved. Again, we know in terms of people who are walking past at different stages who had reported not seeing anything untowards, so we can sort of work out that the time scale. So again, we're appealing to the local community. If they come across anything suspicious in terms of anybody behaving strangely when it's mentioned, in particular the fact that the statue was taken and left back again, whether it's a bit of guilt or it's on the person's conscience, we're not too sure, but I mean, whoever did this, really, they need to have their head examined as far as we're concerned, because the way you would do this at any time, but especially around the Christmas, defies belief.